Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right. That's Paul Skeens right there. You know that voice. That was Skeens responding to the NJ.com story that made plenty of waves yesterday, suggesting that one of his teammates thinks he desperately wants to play for the Yankees. Paul Skeens has a Yankees dream. Quote, trust me, teammate says, and Pirates, quote, understand it. That was the story by Randy Miller of NJ.com. He's been around the block. He's covered the Yankees for NJ.com for a while. He's not a no-name. He's not a sports talk Barry or one of those less reputable sorts, Donnie, that can occasionally populate these kinds of situations. And Skeens was given a chance as he collected a unanimous Cy Young last night, his first NL Cy Young. I'm going to predict the first of several in his career, regardless of where he plays. I don't think that's me going out on much of a limb. Skeens was given a chance to respond, and he said that. By the way, I'm flying solo today, if you haven't been able to tell. It's Malzy. Pony is drinking bourbon somewhere in Kentucky. And so I have you covered till 5:30. Busy show today. And you'll notice in that rebuttal by Skeens to a story where the unnamed teammate says, quote, trust me, he wants to play for the Yankees. I've heard him say it multiple times, end quote. You'll notice Paul Skeens really doesn't deny that he wants to play for the Yankees someday. It's an old two things can be true situation, in my opinion. Paul Skeens could someday absolutely want to play for the New York Yankees, and also very badly as a competitor, as a person who I think is mature beyond his years, as a person who probably does like being the big dog in town. Is there an athlete other than maybe Crosby with a higher approval rating than Paul Skeens right now?
No.
I would say no. Donnie's here, of course. Donnie, I'm sorry I did not include you in the show tweet. My manners are very bad today. You'll hear from Donnie in a second. He's a guy who probably likes being the most universally liked athlete in town, this side of Crosby or like Olivia Babcock. And he probably wants to do right by a bunch of fans that give him standing ovations or buy his jersey, or I'm sure somebody's named their kid Skeens already, first name Skeens, because of him. It has to have happened. I'm not going to do one of those. If you've named your child Skeens after Paul Skeens, call us, 412-928-9370. You can hit us up, though. That's the fan text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. He probably likes being here. He probably does strongly feel like winning in Pittsburgh would mean something to him, because that would also mean bucking the odds, beating trends, and doing something that is very rarely done in Major League Baseball. That is, being a guy who wins, who brings home a title in a genuine small market, small revenue, small payroll situation. The 2015 Royals are the last example of it. Before that, the 2003 Marlins. I don't think I'm skipping any here as far as teams who really did not spend a ton. And the Royals, frankly, actually like went for it in some tangible ways, so they don't even really count in this respect. But Skeens probably does want to do all those things, because guess what? They would further add to what is already a very packed legacy of Paul Skeens in just over a season and a half of baseball here. He ends up doing that somehow before his Pirates time is over. He's untouchable in Pirates lore. He really is. For a modern generation, he would be talked about the way Babe Ruth gets talked about. They'd say, I remember when he pitched here. You'll notice, though, at no point did he like deny in the long term what he might want to do in baseball. Play for the Yankees or play for the Dodgers, or let's just leave it to New York. Specifically, play for the New York Yankees. Play on the biggest stage for the biggest brand in the sport. They still are, by the way. Where the most money is, where the most attention is, where the most fame is, where the most marketing opportunities are. He didn't deny it. He also pointed out, he made the analogy, or he drew a comparison to his time with the Pirates and his time at Air Force and how they won the conference at Air Force his sophomore year. I don't begrudge the guy what happened next, but what happened next is that he ended up going to LSU and won a national championship there. Like, the most baseball insane school, perhaps, in the entire country. Kind of a weird example to use, is it not? Or kind of just proves my point here, which is that a very smart, very cagey guy said that he didn't know who said it or who claims that this is the case, but didn't really deny the overall notion, which is really at the heart of the story, isn't it? Yes, it's a teammate allegedly saying this to Randy Miller. I happen to believe that somebody did say it. I don't think this is a guy who's just making stuff up. I don't. He just does not strike me, because I've read his work before. I've seen his coverage before. Reputable people follow him. I don't think he's making it up. That is not really the story that Paul Skeens might have, in a moment of frustration, said something to a teammate that a teammate then repeated. It's more just the notion that he's here for a very short period of time. He knows it, we know it, and that he doesn't really have any designs on giving the Pirates a sweetheart deal, a hometown deal, or any other thing that would tether him here any longer than he otherwise has to be here. He's not a Boris client that maybe cracked the door open half of 1% for some people, that he would be open or amenable to negotiating some sort of deal that bought out a year or two of free agency. That isn't happening. That isn't. That's not on the table. And nothing he said today changes my outlook on his time with the Pirates, changes what I think about him. I don't think he said anything unfair or wrong there, or not believable. He does want to win in Pittsburgh. He probably also wants to win in New York or some other big market when he gets there someday. They can both be true. Saying one does not nullify the other. Saying what he said last night does not make it so that he does not want to do the thing that he is alleged to have wanted to have said that he wanted to do sometime. Now, the part that I think you can call into question is where this teammate says he has, quote, no confidence the Pirates are ever going to win, end quote. I think a guy like Paul Skeens believes that if he, Paul Skeens, is somewhere, even with what the team did this year, which was not add, be worse overall, and waste many of his starts, I think he thinks if a team starts with me and it has Bubba Chandler and it maybe has Connor Griffin very early next year, if not right out from the jump, they can win. Because I think that's how all great players feel. Surround me with even decent talent and I can carry us. The quote, hoping for a trade well before his free agency hits, I don't necessarily buy that one way or another. Free agency is going to hit the year free agency hits, no matter what. I guess a team like the Yankees could trade for him and then say, screw free agency, here's $600 million right now. Let's just do this deal. And yes, that would be appealing if you're a guy like Paul Skeens. But I don't get the sense that he's like clawing at the inside of the door, trying to get out of his cell, his baseball prison that he's been locked in. I think he understands, because I think he's a very smart guy, what it would mean to his legacy with an entire city of people and then probably a baseball sort of cognoscenti writ large if he wins here. And I think really what he laid out in that rebuttal, where he was given a chance to kind of respond to that, and I cut out the question in the part where he said thank you, like he wanted to get it off his chest, What I think he really just laid out there is a pretty straightforward vision of his immediate future. I want to win here with the Pirates. I want to be a part of a winner for a fan, specifically for a fan base and a city that gets told it can't win. There's nothing in there that like expresses some great affinity for the people who run the organization or the guy who owns the organization, you'll notice. Like, there's nothing in there that says or that states explicitly, implicitly, or at all, oh yeah, I feel such a debt of gratitude to this organization, to these people, that I want to be here for 15 years. No one would believe that if it got said. So, I don't know if that counts as one of those sports talk opinions you're not supposed to give. One of those like, oh, you're not, this is bad habit stuff. You're not supposed to take both sides. I guess I don't really take both sides. I just respond to what he said last night with nothing in that quote is in real opposition to the meat of what was reported yesterday from an anonymous teammate. He wants to win here. He probably doesn't want to play his whole career here. Most guys don't play their whole career in one place. I think every player imaginable wants to hit free agency at some point. Juan Soto set arbitration records, then set a contract record because he hit free agency. It's normal. It's baseball. 412-928-9370. If you want to sound off, what did you make of Paul Skeens' rebuttal on all this? Don, how are you feeling today about this after Paul Skeens spoke last night? Did it put all your fears to bed? Happy-go-lucky, he's just Paul Skeens rolling hot dogs like he's Malzy in that. You see what he had in there? He had like 10 hot dogs on that roller.
Yeah, that looked good.
Livy Dunn is fascinated, I think. Here's a quick theory. I think Skeens has like a guilty pleasure. Like some people have a sweet tooth. I think he likes ballpark hot dogs. I do. And I think she just finds that very funny because she loves taking pictures of the hot dog roller.
Hey, you can have all the money and power in the world. I mean, nothing's stopping you from enjoying a hot dog.
Donnie, I might get that like put on like a t-shirt, actually. But what did you make of it? Because I just did not think anything he said really countermanded anything that was said yesterday in that story. I mean, maybe the very extreme stuff at the top, but that's about it.
Is it weird and or maybe a little bit sad of me to be numb to a degree to about a story like that? Like, I'm not going to say that it was, you know, completely bogus. He didn't come out and say it was completely bogus. But it's our expectation that this guy will end up in pinstripes or he will be playing in Southern California within the next couple of years. Noah Hyles had the story when he was still on the beat a few months ago about how 2026 could be the final full season of Paul Skeens. So you better enjoy it. So it's really 2.5 seasons of this guy in Pittsburgh, and that's about it. So I'm not really, like, I'm not concerned over that story because that's where he's going to end up. That's just how baseball works. It only makes sense that the best pitcher in the game ends up playing for a team that is always playing in October and always in the big games. Now, I do believe when he says he wants to win in Pittsburgh and he wants to win for these fans because he views it as a challenge. And just based on the times that we have had him on this station, based on everything we've seen from him, he will take that as more of a challenge than winning Rookie of the Year, winning the Cy Young, because I think he knows, hey, I can do all of this great stuff individually, but if I'm able to bring playoff baseball back to this town and get them maybe even just a step further than the wild card round, you know, that this city looks at, a whole generation of fans looks at, as the high point of Pirates baseball.
If you think about the way they talk about McCutchen, who's like a Hall of Very Good player that I think gets elevated to Hall of Fame status by fans here, partly because of what he helped them do, and that was just win a wild card game. You win like two playoff series if you're Paul Skeens. Get the bronze ready for the statue.
You will be remembered as a god. You don't even have to win the World Series here. You win some individual accolades. You help get this team back to the postseason and they actually look competitive and you win a series or two, you will be remembered as a god in this town. I mean, to a degree, we do it with some all-time great Steeler teams. The Steel Curtain of the 70s, the teams in the 2000s. We love talking about those guys. And even the bystanders on those teams that didn't really do all that much get remembered in great regard. He can be the guy at the forefront to actually change things here. I think that's what his big challenge is before he goes elsewhere, which is...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a Hydro targets 86% of your muscles as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with Hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every Hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to Hydro.com code FIT and save up to $600 on your next Hydro. Hydro.com code FIT. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
It's inevitable.
It's the PM team. Paul Skeens responding to the NJ.com story last night, suggesting that he basically can't wait to get the hell out of Dodge and go play for the Yankees, doesn't think the Pirates can ever win, and really would like to be traded before he hits free agency. I'm going to tell you this much. I think any stink the Pirates could have put up about this story and trying to rebut it and say, that's BS, come on, was immediately, their ability to just get mad about it, to be righteously indignant about it, was instantly nullified by Ben Cherington when reached by Randy Miller, the guy who wrote the story, again, not just some fly-by-night reporter or fake reporter. When Ben Cherington goes, quote, "I do dismiss it," meaning the report, "but I understand it," that's it. That gives up the game here. He knows. No one here is stupid that's like talking about this. Ben Cherington understands. Paul Skeens understands. I think like the bigger story is, do the Pirates, like, what's the likelihood that the Pirates would ever just keep him around? Say they have a window from 27 through 29, right? So they got like 3 years. If they keep him for all six, what's the likelihood that they would just say, screw it? We know that normally you're supposed to trade guys for prospects when they're in this situation, but we are going to just go all in and try to, we've built this team hypothetically around Paul Skeens. We're just going to try to win three straight years and not get anything in return. The chances of that happening are slim and none, Don. And Slim left town. They're the party here that's going to deal him. Like, he's not going to have to go to them and say, please get me out of here. It is far more likely that they decide at a point in the next, I would say 3 years, between now and sometime in 2028, where they're just like, nope, I think it's more likely, you're more valuable to us as trade bait than you are as a pitcher. And you're a great pitcher, but we hope you could get a haul back for us. Let's go out to the phones, 412-928-9370. Said I wanted to hear from you guys your reaction to how Skeens handled all this last night as he was accepting a unanimous NL Cy Young Award. Let's start with Mark in Brentwood. What's going on, Mark?
Hey, guys. I remember about 6 months ago, you guys were asking callers, where you go watch the Pirates this year or just go see Paul Skeens? And I called in and said, I will go see Skeens because he won't be here after two seasons and it's coming to fruition. And it's just so infuriating.
Wait, so you think he's already pitched his last game with the Pirates?
Another year.
Okay.
Max. It's just infuriating that we have a generational talent and they won't build around to keep him to stay. We have one of the greatest gifts of all time and we're just going to give it away. And that is the Pirates.
Wait, you're saying if they build a really good team around him, he would want to stay?
If Paul Skeens can make the playoffs and make a championship run and be the savior of the city, you think he would want to do that as opposed to going to New York? I think if we could get him to win, he stays.
The whole point of my opening salvo was I think he would love to win here because he has a sense of like history and he does. He does like the fans. That doesn't at all dim or nullify the idea that he would want to win here. And then when it's time to get paid for every player, when you hit free agency, get paid in a place like New York. Because by the way, I don't know if anybody's noticed this. If you go play a long time for the Yankees and you're really good, even if you can't move to your left to get a ground ball and you make a jump throw, if you win a couple of World Series and conduct yourself in a certain kind of way, they basically treat you like a god. Derek Sanderson Jeter. And Paul Skeens is a better player than Derek Jeter. That's going to get people mad right away. What are you talking about? Yeah. He's a better pitcher now than Derek Jeter ever has been a position player in baseball. So, yes, I think it makes sense that he might want to go there and play. Or the Dodgers. Or the Red Sox, honestly. Hell, I think if Paul Skeens got his socks knocked off by an offer from the Philadelphia Phillies, he would happily go to the other side of the Commonwealth. Nate is on 93.7 The Fan. Hey, Nate.
Hey, Mulzy. Funny thing, the story, well, the first time I heard about it was this morning from Callis, and then he told us he's going to play a clip that it would make us all feel better. And when I heard Skeens talk for 6 minutes, I had the exact reaction you did. Like, I cannot believe that there was any hype that, like, maybe this man was going to say. When he referenced Air Force and about basically getting that program along from, like, being a bottom feeder to being somewhat of a contender before he left, I thought, how could you possibly hear this and think that? And I came to the conclusion it's because Pirates fans are just like Browns fans, despite all the obvious things in their face telling them that there is absolutely no way this organization will ever win anything. There's just this hopeless optimism, and I know House is a big baseball guy, but they're never going to win, and he is never going to stay here. That's all I got for you, buddy.
I'm just laughing. Thanks, Nate. I'm laughing at the idea that somebody heard about this entire story in the first place first from Callis. Hello, do I have news for you? Like a town crier. Hear ye, Paul Skeens has spoken. Mr. Skeens was accepting his National League Cy Young Award, awarded unanimously, which means that everyone voted for him. He was on a local call with media on a phone. Is it not like a perfect college to pro comp of I left Air Force after we got something done there that hadn't been done there that no one thought we could do, and I immediately went to the Yankees of college baseball so I could win a world? Like, I'm sorry, and I don't begrudge him any of this. Anyone that buys a hot dog roller like that and actually uses it is a friend of mine because I own the same one. Skeens is copying off of me. But, like, let's not pretend that he sat there and just took – there was an open flame of, oh, my God, he wants to go to the Yankees. This guy, this teammate reported this or told Randy Miller of NJ.com this, and he took a bucket of water to that fire. He didn't. GP is on the Fan. I'm going to guess it's not George Pickens, although that would be a thing if it was.
Yeah. No, man, don't insult me like that, Malzy. Come on now. I've called her before.
What's up, GP?
Hey, listen, what do you want him to say when they're interviewing him? Yeah, I said that. I want to go to the Yankees.
I think what he said was fine. But I think he's cagey, and I think he never once like really strongly denied, like pounded his fist on the table and said, this is a night of celebration, but damn it. I'm going to tell you right now, brother, like he was cutting a Hulk Hogan promo or something about staying with the Pirates. I thought he deftly maneuvered his way around that question without ever staking out a position, because that would be a time where if you're less savvy, it'd be easy to lock yourself into saying, oh, yeah, I want to be a pirate for, you know, get caught up in the moment. I want to be a pirate for a long time.
For life, correct. No, I can't. He's a fucking guy. He's military background. I like the guy personally. And he's going to be gone. We all know that. There's no two ways about it. But let's enjoy it while he's here. You know what I mean?
Well, I think the frustration is that it feels, GP, so far away from what he said at the start there, which is, I want to win with the Pirates. And then he accurately pointed out how they are viewed as a franchise and kind of the way their fans are even looked down on by other fans. What frustrates me, and I suspect what frustrates most people who observe this situation, and thanks, GP, as always, is that they feel unbelievably far away from where he's describing he wants to be for the time that he's actually here. That's the problem. If they had just come off of an 87-win season, I'm wondering if this story even gets written. Because I think he probably did say something to the effect of, yeah, man, it'd be cool to play for the Yankees someday. Like, I don't really deny that he probably vents when he gets frustrated to teammates. That's what people do when they're mad about their job. They think about working at a better job, which pitching for the Yankees would be. It's just the idea that they have not come close to holding up their end of the bargain so far with him through 2 years. What did Bechtold call it? I'll give Bechtold a little pop here. He said they've got a golden ticket and they can't afford to waste it. Yeah, golden goose, whatever you want to call it. Just like when the Penguins drafted Crosby and Malkin and had those guys here, but especially Crosby, they had a golden goose. It has laid 3 golden eggs. That is a nice ROI. The Pirates will be lucky to play in 3 playoff games at current pace while Paul Skeens is here. Think about that.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a Hydro targets 86% of your muscles as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with Hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every Hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to Hydro.com code FIT and save up to $600 on your next Hydro. Hydro.com code FIT. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
And so, like I said, we're going to change it. Donnie is the perfect guy to manage the Pittsburgh Pirates. because I've talked to him in the past. Obviously he knows baseball. He's a people person, baseball guy. That's all great. That's what makes, you know, managers manager material, but he's from Pittsburgh and I've talked to him and he said that he wouldn't want to do it anywhere else besides Pittsburgh. That's how people are in Pittsburgh. It's such an interesting city, such an interesting character. And, that needs to be our identity coming into next year. I believe, and whatever identity is what it is. But that's kind of what I think we need to get back to, is that gritty, blue collar personality that Pittsburgh is. So I'm going to push for that. I know there are others that are going to push for that. And then whoever's new to the organization, they're going to realize real quick that that's what the goal is. So, I wish it were February 10th already, or whatever spring training reporting date is. Cause you know, I'm incredibly, I hate the word motivated, but I'm incredibly excited to do this and to push in this direction, for next year.
My kingdom, by the way, for one Pittsburgh athlete to say, you know what, Pittsburgh has always been or has lately been a hub of medical technology and precision engineering and everything else, and so I want to take a surgical white-collar approach to winning in this town. Just one time I want to hear an athlete say that. You can always count on Sundays with the NFL and CBS and Paramount Plus. This Sunday, stream the Cincinnati Bengals at the Pittsburgh Steelers live at 1 p.m. Eastern, then stay for the premiere of the new season of the hit original series Landman, all on Paramount Plus. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. We'll be talking football, of course, and some Steelers later in the show. Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Jason Mackey on the Pirates beat for the PG is on the hotline right now. What'd you make of Paul Skeens, his rebuttal to the NJ.com story? And then I just played another one there, him getting very fired up and talking about this city and wanting to win here, Jason.
He was on one last night, Chris. He was on fire. That is as eloquent and as passionate as I've seen Paul Skeens. I was curious how he was going to handle the NJ.com thing. Like, I've got a pretty good window into how he feels about it. I mean, on our airwaves, he talked about how much he loves Pittsburgh, and he's been pretty forthright with people close to him about how he feels about this place. So I was curious whether he was going to breathe life into the report or just kind of stomp all over it and say, you know, this is dumb, I don't want to talk about it. He went option C and just kind of went nuclear on how he feels about this place. I thought it was tremendous. I loved it. I thought he struck a lot of the right notes. He said a lot of things that need said. I hope his message fell on some ears, whether it's Nutting, Travis Williams, Bob, Ben Charrington, you name it. Like, he said some stuff that needs said, that they need to listen to, that it needs to guide their thinking this offseason in 2026 and beyond. I loved it. I thought he did a great job.
Yet, Jason, I don't feel like he really rebutted, other than maybe saying, like, the idea that he's desperate to get out of Pittsburgh ASAP and thinks they'll never win.
I don't think he is, Chris.
But no, he didn't. Not. He did rebut that part. I'm saying, like, the idea that he wants to play for the Yankees someday, I felt like he didn't deny that. He didn't deny that he might someday be somewhere else, because we all know he will be. Like, it felt to me like the story is, hey, he wants to play for the Yankees. He can't wait to get out of this podunk town and this backwater franchise. And he said, no, I want to win here. But, like, crucially, he did not say something, oh, I want to be a Pirate for life or whatever. I felt like that was a very honest but maybe diplomatic answer from him in many respects.
That's fair. I mean, I've written, said all of this, like, I don't think an extension with him is a reasonable topic of conversation until they win. And I don't think that's a knock against Pittsburgh that, like, Paul Skeens hates it here. The dude wants to win, and he needs a pathway to win. And right now, they haven't done that. He's done his part. The organization has not done its part. So that's what I took it as.
You think Bob Nutting will take the message that you felt like he delivered? Do you think that's going to resonate with him? I mean, the GM in the story gets approached by Randy Miller and says, yeah, I'm going to dismiss it, but I also get it, too. I also understand it. Like, what a statement from Charrington. Oh, yeah, totally makes sense. I understand why that story would be out there. I'm not going to acknowledge it, but I get it.
Yeah, I wonder that, because, like, Ben talks like that sometimes where he says, like, I understand it, I get it. Like, I've gone through that stuff for, like, breaking stories. Like, that's how he'll talk. Like, he doesn't like it, but he understands it. Or it could be what you're talking about. It could be both.
Does Bob get it, though? Like, is this going to resonate with Bob? Because that's really what matters here.
I mean, I don't think it's going to change how Bob thinks about the Pirates. But I also, and Bob is a weird in a weird place. Like, let me explain this. And I guess I need to say Bob Nutting. We can't just say his first name Bob. People get mad at that. So, like, Bob Nutting has been irritated with where the Pirates are at, but he hasn't taken meaningful action toward that. I don't understand it. Like, I talked to him in May, and he's telling me about how it would be disruptive to do anything more. And he's maintained, you know, he's gone down the same path. So that tells me that he somehow has faith in Ben Cherington and Travis Williams, and that they're going to do something differently this offseason. Either that or you're telling a whole bunch of lies. I don't know. So I'm sort of looking at, you're going to spend money, do business differently, at least somewhat this offseason. I mean, you know, signing actual Major League Baseball players and executing on your moves. Otherwise, I don't know what we're doing here. There has to be some urgency shown somewhere, because I have heard with my own ears how upset Bob Nutting is at, you know, the lack of progress they've made.
Is he upset enough, and we're talking, of course, to Jason Mackey, Pirates beat writer for the PG, is he upset enough to just add payroll without in-kind subtracting payroll to even things out?
Some. I don't think a lot.
How much is some?
I mean, 5 to 10 million. I can see it going from 90 to 100, 90 to 95. That's not going to make anybody
happy.
What
does happy. 5 million get you?
Not much.
What is even reliever. Honestly, what does 10 million get you, if we're being honest here? If the market for a Bo Bichette starts, what, the bidding there is 22 plus, maybe?
Yeah. I mean, here's the reality of where they're at, Chris. This isn't a cop-out, but, like, Bo Bichette just played the World Series. Why the heck would he come to Pittsburgh?
No, I understand
that.
He's
going to have a market. He's going to have other options.
I understand that.
It's just not realistic.
I understand that, but, like, it's the idea. Is JT Realmuto realistic?
I mean, it's realistic in terms of scope. Like, you know, what did Matt Clement say? 3 years and $45 million? Like, I don't think that's an exorbitant contract for the Pirates. I don't see him leaving Philadelphia personally. Like, that might not be.
Because again, you would apply, why would he want to leave Philly, where they would doubtless feel like they're much closer?
Eugenio Suarez is a good comp in this conversation, Chris. Like, 3 years, $15 million, $20 million. There's no reason the Pirates can't do that contract. Like, they have the space for it. They darn well better have the, you know, appetite or desire to do this deal. It's just, if I'm Eugenio Suarez and I've hit 30 plus, 40 plus home runs, however many times he has, I'm going to have some other option, and it's probably going to be more desirable than here.
Jason, I think we'll leave you with that for today. A recap of the Paul Skeens drama. By the way, however long you don't even have to tell me, I'll just leave you with this. However long you think he plays for the Pirates from here forward, you don't have to tell me how many seasons that is. How many more Cy Youngs will he win in black and gold?
I'm going to go with two.
Two more. Okay. We will hold you to that like we hold Pony to all of his predictions. Thank you, Jason.
All right, man. Take care. Have a good one.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site.
Lowe's, we help. You save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This is Odyssey's Injury Report, powered by Fanatics. Let's look ahead to this week's notable football injuries.
Green Bay's rookie wideout is dealing with a lingering shoulder injury and is considered day-to-day. Meanwhile, Philadelphia's Saquon Barkley is expected to be available for the team's game on Monday night after suffering a groin injury last week.
That's today's report. Listen all season long for weekly injury updates. Presented by Fanatics Sportsbook, the home of fair play. Download the app today.
On most sportsbooks, an injury ruins your whole football parlay. But not on Fanatics. They have Fair Play Insurance, which protects your football player prop bets from injury for the entire first half, every single game, all season long. So even if a player goes down early, you still won't take the L. Why risk it if you don't have to? Keep your bets intact and switch to Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.